وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen, or at least the justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi as-salam. When it comes to justice, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi himself takes over the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and the same plans that the Prophet has established when it comes to human rights and justice. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, in his mission to establish peace and justice for all, he blew a voice in the ears of Abu Sufyan, the locks of Abu Lahab, Ummu Jamil, Hind, the liver eater, and the Quraysh tradesmen, on account of which the foundation of their plans were demolished. Their structure was broken and the roofs came down on the ground. However, this very voice was a good tiding and a message of happiness for the Muslims and the helpless people. He said to Abu Talib, when they came and they made the Prophet an offer to lay down Islam and do what they want him to do, he said to his uncle, if they place the sun on my right and the moon on my left, so that I abandon inviting people to Islam, meaning establishing justice on earth, I shall not do so until Allah the Almighty makes this religion victorious, or I should lay down my life for it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the system of justice, the system that he's bringing forward to guarantee the safety and happiness and prosperity of people, is more important than his own life, a mission that he will not give up. So when Quraysh came to him and they said to him, look, if you want wealth, we'll make you the most wealthiest amongst us. If you want position, we will make you the leader of Quraysh. And if you seek kingdom and kingship, we will make you the king. In which he replied, a reply that echoes through history. He said to them, my objective in inviting people to Islam is not to acquire wealth or position, nor am I desirous of becoming your king. I extend this invitation because God, Allah Almighty, has sent me to you in the capacity of a prophet, and He has revealed the book to me. He has ordered me to warn you of His torture and give you glad tidings of paradise. I have conveyed God's message to you. If you accept it, you will be prosperous in this world as well as in the hereafter. And if you reject it, I shall remain patient until Allah gives His judgment about you and myself. And clearly the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi has indicated to them that their safety, their prosperity, their happiness, the happiness of mankind lies in Him delivering this message and in them accepting it. They accept it, they get paradise. They reject it and they get hell. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at English Radio at irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, before the break, we mentioned the stand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi when it comes to establishing justice and the system of Islam. What did the commander of the faithful Amir al-Mu'mineen do? What was his attitude towards the sons and the son of Abu Sufyan and Hind, the liver eater, and towards the traders who bought and sold position and offices, and towards the soldiers who blindly sacrificed their lives for the benefits of others, and towards those who had sold their religion and beliefs and at the hands of falsehood. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he himself, it blew a voice in their ears, which demolished the foundations of their design and their plans, and made their structure and roofs collapse on their heads. And his voice became the good news of happiness and a message of comfort for the righteous and the pious people and the poor. He said, "You're powerful, are weak in my sight, and you're weak are powerful in my sight. So long as the stars revolve around the sky, I shall not give a judgment opposed to justice. By God, I shall do justice so far as the oppressors and the oppressed persons are concerned. I shall put a kevisor on the nose of the oppressor and pull him towards the truth, even if they may dislike it most. I swear by God that I admit the truth before any evidence is given against me. I do not care whether I myself am walking towards death or death is coming towards me." Now, this is a very similar statement to that which the Prophet made, that my life is not valuable if I do not establish justice. I don't care whether you are powerful, I don't care whether you are kings or rulers, I shall establish justice, even if it means my demise and in this action. One day a person came to Amir al-Mu'mineen and he said to him, "We are respectable members of the community." And he said to them, "An object person is respectable in my eyes until I recover his right, and the respectable person is weak in my eye until I recover the right of the weak from him." Now clearly to Amir al-Mu'mineen, he does not differentiate between people. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. If you have oppressed someone, he will take the right from you and he will give it back to those who are oppressed. Now this is just as beautiful as justice could get. That's just as righteous as justice could get. And no one has applied this kind of justice except for Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Inshallah, in next episodes, we will examine how Amir al-Mu'mineen put those words into action when it came to him dealing with the people of his time and practicing the notion of justice. Obviously, we can tell that it wasn't easy for him, but that did not deter him from his mission and his objective, and he remained steadfast in the face of calamities and troubles and tribulations, and he succeeded. And we today, we live by the voice that he made, the call to justice. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله صل على
محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله.